All the time we hear that small business is the backbone of our economy. Last week, one of the great small businesses in Jacksonville changed hands. Ben and Luann Williams ran Fisherman's Dock Market for 35 years and decided to call it quits.
They had two locations in Mandarin and Orange Park.
That's right.
This story starts more than 35 years ago. The founders of Fisherman's Dock first worked at Publix.
That's right. Luann and Ben worked at Publix, and he says that they really learned the basics of the food business there.
Be a little cleaner. Be a little neater. Be a little more willing to say yes and no and carry a little bit better stuff. That works.
Mm-hmm. Being in the fish business all those years, they hired primarily young people and have for years. So Williams really has a problem with this perception of millennials as slackers. He says that's just not the case.
I'd agree with that.
When the time comes, they'll knuckle down and 100-pound girls will tote a bushel of oysters, and the boys will get dirty in the back, and the girls will clean fish, and they'll do whatever, and they'll say yes, ma'am, and no, sir, and they'll say thank you just like they need to.
Over the years, Williams came to give advice to his young employees, and one of the major things he would tell them is to keep their eyes open for opportunity.
You got to have your powder dry all the time. You've got to be saving up, whether that's saving up additional education that you get on the side or whether that's saving up money so that you can apply it to those opportunities. I mean, you know, I tell them all the time, you don't go to school and as soon as they give you the diploma, quit learning.
So it's been about a week since the Williamses retired. You had this conversation with him on his tree farm in Palatka. He's down there living it up in nature. And what's going to happen with the fish business?
Well, he sold the business to a guy named Mike Eddy. And he is very optimistic about what Mike's going to do with the business.
He is smarter than I am, and he's more organized, and he's more knowledgeable about actually running a business and organizing that next level that's mm-hmm. necessary. Mm-hmm. And he's going to provide, he's going to be able to provide, I believe, the opportunity to take what we started and give those employees we had this great opportunity going forward.
And Ben and Luann aren't really retired. They're going to be running their tree farm and also nature tours of the St. John's River.
WJCT business analyst John Burr talked with Fisherman's Dock founder Ben Williams. I'm news director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.